are a new community, a new worshiping community that has been called and sent by God. And we are not the first of our kind. We are just God continuing to do something new in our lives and in our communities. So as we start off this new year, we're going to look at the Gospel of John. We're going to listen for the advice, for the message that this new community wanted to share. The Gospel of John was written a little bit later than the other Gospels that we get from Mark and Matthew and Luke. John was written a little later, and it was, historians say that it was written by this group, a community of people, because several times they say we. It is we who have seen this. We who witnessed it. And so we're going to look at this and see what kind of messages they have for us. So we're going to start with the Gospel of John, and we're going to look at why they even put this together. Why did they want to tell the story of Jesus in a new way? And then we're going to continue on through the gospel as we look for ways that we can let the light of Christ shine in our lives. Next week, we'll have an interview with Tyrone Townsend. He's a member of our church. He's also an officer, a police officer at the high school. And I saw him at a football game one night, and I just saw how he didn't act like a normal officer to me. I think a lot of times we see these security guards that are standing there so, like, stone-faced, like, don't approach me, I'm watching you. But instead, he was interacting with his students. Like, he really saw this relationship. He was shining a light for them. So I've asked him to come tell us about how his faith really makes an impact on his job. We'll have an interview with him next week. The following week, Boone is preaching for us. I don't know what Boone's going to talk about yet. Maybe Boone doesn't know what he's talking about yet. But he's someone that we've seen a light in him. He's been a light for us in our community. He's going to share a message with us then. And then we're going to continue on through the Gospel of John as we look for the light, look for what it means that God sent a light, that God sends us a message, and look for what can that look like in our world? Where is the light in Manhattan, Kansas? So let's start here at the beginning of the beginning, at the beginning of the Gospel of John, and let's see what the community that carried this story from John has for us today. Listen for the word of God. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through the Word. Nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness can never extinguish it. The one who is the true light, the one who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of his unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one. Have you ever wished that God would speak directly to you? to you. I know I've heard people who've said, oh, I've never heard God speak directly to me. In fact, we don't hear people say that a lot, that they heard a word from God. Unless, of course, they're running for a public office. Then we hear people saying, oh, I was called by God. Or if you become a pastor, pastors say, you know, we try to run away, but then God just pulls us in. God doesn't let you do anything else. These words in front of us, we have this Bible. This Bible is a message, a word for us from God. And as Christians, we fully believe that these words within these pages, they have a certain kind of power. A power that is creating. Like when God spoke at the beginning of time, let there be light. We believe that God can create through words. We believe that these words give us life. They're life-giving. They can bring comfort. They can bring guidance to us. We believe that these words are transforming, that merely by reading the words on the page, God can reshape who we are, reshape our hearts, reshape our lives. When the community that wrote the Gospel of John came together to write this, they were writing about a new experience, a new movement of God, and at the same time, they wanted to say that this is the same God. This is the same God that spoke to Moses, that spoke to Abraham and made these promises. This is the same God. And they were writing in a time that they really loved codes. They loved to write things with a lot of depth. They didn't really speak that clearly, and part of it was to kind of hide their message as a secret so that those who knew it would get it, and those who were out to get them wouldn't get it. So it was kind of hidden within these words, a message for those who believed. And it kind of ends up being kind of puzzling. And what in the world does this mean for us anyway? But when we actually dig into it, when we look for meaning, God speaks to us. So let's look at the beginning. It starts out, in the beginning, the Word existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So it keeps using this word, Word. Well, what kind of depth do you pull out of the word, Word? Anybody? How would you define the word, Word? Maybe just a librarian. How would anybody want to describe the word, Word? Susanna, thank you.
Something that is written that represents something else. It's like a symbol.
Like a symbol of something that represents. Means something, an idea. It's actually quite simple. It's the simplest form of our language, one word. It's a few letters put together. Very, very simple. But yet it's hard to really describe what a word is or how much it adds to our lives. When we look at the Hebrew word for word, it has many different meanings. It could mean a message that was given, a word that was given for these people, like when the word came to Abraham or Moses. It's that same word that's translated word. When the Ten Commandments were given, that was the ten words. So a word could be a commandment that's given. Word can also mean promise. And we use this in English too, don't we? We say, I'll give you my word. I promise to do this for you. And when we look at the Greek word that they would have been using when they wrote the Gospel of John, it has this this separate Greek meaning of the word logos. And logos was a big word in the secular sense, that it was this idea, this big philosophical topic of something, that the logos was the beginning of all things, which created all things, and will one day unite all things back to itself. As if the words would pull everything back together. So they use this word intentionally. That this word that they spoke about in the secular areas, that was their word, the word that is the word of God. The word, the one who is the true light, that one gives light to an understanding to all of the world. This meaning, this understanding, this purpose we find in life, we found and we experienced in Jesus, the person Jesus. See, these people who had experienced Jesus, they felt like they had experienced more than just this special person in their life. It was someone who connected them to their Creator, someone who brought meaning and a message from God into their life, like a light. They had experienced Jesus in their lives, and they wanted to share that with the world, so they wrote these words on a page, which we connect now as part of the Word of God in the Bible. But John's community didn't have a Bible. So when they talk about this word that had purpose in their life, it wasn't just about these words on the page. It was about the message from God. It was about Jesus. Jesus had come as this communication from God. This message that God wants to communicate with us. God wants to be in relationship with us. God wants us to open up and connect and speak to one another, speak to God, interact with Jesus, pray, so that we might be connected through these words that were given to us. For the last several years, I've selected a word for the year for a spiritual practice. And in this idea, it was suggested to me as something for self-improvement. Many businesses do this. But the more I did it, the more I found that these words didn't just help me meet my personal goals or my work goals. They also could be used to help me connect with God. And when I went looking for doing this in a spiritual way, gosh darn it, other people have been doing it. And it's something that has reached back even further than any business professionals that said, oh, this is the way to get your team all on the same page to have one word. So each year I choose a different word, and those words, I recognize that it's not so much this word on the page. You know, the word helps guide you, like the star in the sky that guided the wise men. We use it, we do this at this time also to kind of connect with that story. But it's more than just these words. It's that we come to God with an open heart. And when we reach out to God, we will find that God is already reaching out to us. And so I am going to give you about 2 minutes to look at these words, and you can use the circles that are before you. You can write down the three words. You can write down three other words that they make you think of. And in the center, in that spot, I'd like for you to write a prayer for a way that you can receive a message from God this year. What's standing in the way of you strengthening your relationship with Jesus? What kind of message is Christ sending you? Ring the bell and let you listen to the ringing. Listen for God speaking to you. Gracious Lord, we open our hearts to you. As we